All right, at Ben and Kelly Show, you can always get a hold of us via DMs. In fact, every now and then, we'll toss out what you send us. Like Becca, who... Do you want to dive into this?
Sure. It says, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, do you mind if I dive into your DMs really quickly?"
Not at all.
"So I have a coworker I don't know how to handle. We're friends.
Mm-hmm.
We sometimes socialize together outside of work.
Everybody.
She's very intelligent, but becomes visibly upset when she's corrected or proven wrong. And she avoids taking anyone's advice unless absolutely necessary, even when she asks a question."
She sounds like a gem.
"She won't lash out, but she shuts down the conversation, which makes it difficult to get anything accomplished when we have to work together."
Mm-hmm.
"Now, as a friend, I'd like to level with her that her behavior isn't okay. But if she weren't my coworker, I would say something, but I don't want to cause unnecessary drama on our team."
Oh, gosh. Okay.
"But she's struggling at work because of this."
Uh-huh.
"She won't reach out for help. She constantly complains about how she's been forced into this bad position and can't progress in her career, and that our manager doesn't like her, so she's just letting her fail."
Mm.
"So is there anything I can do to help her out or at least stop her from getting on my nerves?"
Wow. I mean, I think you got to do what you don't want to do, and that's talk to her as a friend.
Right.
And I know, you know, it is tough to deal with people who... don't constructive criticism or don't take any of that stuff well. And it's like, how do you tiptoe around that? Or do
it's
you?
It's all in your choice of words and how you say it, I think. You have to approach it with like, "Hey, I know you're struggling with this. And I was just thinking about it. Maybe, you know, this is something that might help." And kind of come at it with kind of a solution frame of mind, but also pointing out like what she's doing that might be contributing to her struggles.
Mm. Yeah, I was going to say, if there's a specific example at work, especially something that happened recently, you might be able to go back to that and say, "You know, I was thinking about this thing that happened at work, and, you know, maybe we could have... maybe it could have been different if this would have happened. And maybe if you weren't such a psycho at work, you know, this..."
No, I think we leave that part out. That's the part where the downfall happens.
Absolute nut job at work, then maybe, you know, we wouldn't be dealing with the situation we're in.
Yeah.
You know, you complain about not advancing at work. Maybe it's because of this.
Yeah, well, she's not great at any sort of the criticism or correction. So we have to maybe mask the criticism and the correction behind kind words and solutions and help.
Why is the manager not jumping in on this? Because I'm sure the manager sees this.
Probably.
Well, I guess you're right. She does say that the manager doesn't like her, according to her. So maybe that's why she's just letting it go on and almost like dig her own grave.
Uh-huh. That could be. So if, you know, Becca wants to help save her friend from digging her own grave, she's got to figure out how to, like, choose the words so they don't feel like criticism. Now, of course, Andrew the Love Doctor chimes in. "She needs to buckle up, Buttercup." Okay, which one needs to buckle up? Is it Becca or the friend?
Well,
Becca's trying to, like, keep the peace but wants to help.
Yeah.
But when you got a delicate little flower as a subject.
Right. And I think that's where Becca needs to man up a little bit or woman up a little bit and just say, "Hey, friend to friend, I know this is going to be tough for you to hear because, you know,
no one ever likes to hear anything negative about themselves."
Right. Right. And so, you know, you're not going to help your situation and you're not going to advance if you continue in this way. I don't know. That is tough.
Yeah, we got another text. "As a manager, I imagine her manager dislikes her because she's not receptive to feedback."
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
So, yeah, I guess Becca could manage some feedback that sounds like nicer. Just handle her with kid gloves a little bit, but then, you know, tell her what she needs to know and what she needs to change to be more successful. And maybe we just kind of take an attitude of, "Listen, I want you to be successful. I like working with you," all this kind of stuff. You got to, you know, butter up a little bit with some praise And then you can kind of lower the boom a little bit with what she needs to change and do differently.
Do it on with a night of drinking. Like, go out, get some drinks, and loosen her up, loosen you up. Maybe you'll hear more of why she is the way she is, or more of why she feels like her, she's in the position she's in. And then, then you can just be like, hey, as a friend.
Listen. I'm a little afraid she's not going to remember. That
well, but
if you're getting to that point where, hey, listen.
I don't know, maybe a couple drinks just to loosen her up and loosen you up, and then kind of make that conversation a little
then
bit more,
can be honest,
quote, organic.
Uh-huh.
Then it might hit a little bit better. So
Maggie said she could ask if it's okay to share with her some observations and feedback that she may not want to hear, but tell her it's out of love. If the friend is open, make it a positive sandwich. Start with a positive, enter the feedback, end on a positive note.
Yeah, that's a good suggestion, Maggie. All right.
Yeah.
Well, Becca, hopefully this gives you a little bit of ammo as you move forward. Like I said, I would do it over drinks, but, you know, that's just me. And
okay, just a few drinks, not too many, to where you're like, hey. You know, that part.
All right. Good luck, Becca. Keep us posted.